morning and welcome to Monday, November 3rd. We've got sunshine right now and 39 degrees. We got a lot to talk about with Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School News, Breckenridge School Superintendent on the phone with me this morning. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I am doing just great this morning, Christy. Hey, we're into November. We're into a brand new month, and here's a big loaded question. What's going on in Breckenridge Public Schools this week? What's happening?
Well, as you probably heard or saw, we had a great turnout at the game. Our Cowboy football team took home the Section 6A championship against Parker's Prairie on Friday. Final score was 29-14, really exciting game. And they will continue. They are seeded number one. They will play this Friday at Morris Big Cat Stadium versus Barnum at 7 p.m. So we're cheering them on and hope they keep on playing over the next couple of weeks. Today we have no school, and tomorrow as well. Our teachers are doing, they have a professional development both days, and tomorrow is the big day for the election.
Right.
So if you have not voted yet, because our early voting has been going on for some time, our polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow, November 4th, at our high school. So you just come to the south side of the building. There will be a sign there, vote here, and our election judges will be there and be ready for you.
All right. That is a huge referendum vote, too, and a lot riding on that. So I definitely hope that goes your way. What else is happening?
Also, Wednesday we have a late start, and that's really it for activities this week. We'll probably do some sort of a send-off for our Cowboy football team. And I also just want to give a big shout-out to our Breckenridge-Wahpeton cross-country teams. They had an excellent season. Our two runners who went to state performed very well. Kira Wurtzema and Lucy Comstock, congratulations to you both.
All right. Well, and again, Christy, good luck in that referendum vote tomorrow, and certainly hope that that swings your way. We'll catch up and get an update from you next Monday, Christy, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School News. We do this every Monday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Time once again for another edition of Point of Law, brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
Can parents be held as lawbreakers for sending their children to non-standard schools? That's what a group of parents wanted to know recently in the case of the Stormy Schoolhouse. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
Michael Ambrose led a small religious colony.